it started. Time to get it started. Time to get it started. Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and this is Christian Hip Hop Now podcast. Excuse me, guys. I'm so excited about Christian Hip Hop news, sports, and everything in between the current events. Today, man, we got to talk about the Dove Awards and show a little bit of love for Christian Hip Hop, man. We're going to talk about XXL and their lack of Christian Hip Hop, the hypocrisy that we got to talk about in that, man. We also going to talk about declining churches. The church is declining. According to a couple of things, we're going to talk about that. And we also going to get into some music. And I promise you, next week, the playlist is going to be crazy. Okay, new commercials. And man, I am revamping Christian Hip Hop Now. Because, hey, look, guys. We're almost in 2020. Lucky Murray got 2020 vision. So we get back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Dove Awards, man. And we also got to talk about, XXL. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all. Coming up next, man. I'm going to tell y'all coming up next. Matter of fact, that's what we're going to start with. We got 1K Few Tino. I mean 1K Tino. Featuring 1K Few. Chris Cross. Christian Hip Hop Now.
Got a lot of moves on the new Jay Brown. Make a lot of moves in the city like, ooh. Might as well go follow my crew. Now they wake up, we finna come through. Got a family fee, have a Chloe move. Let go, we go. Turn down, it's on. Don't wait. Too long, my game, too strong. Baby, hold on. I ain't tryna put you in the friend zone. Make your bed rock like a Flintstone. But it's only if I put a ring on. Coming like Rick Ross. Jumping like Chris Cross. Rocking like Kid Bob. Running up TikTok, coming like Rick Ross, jumping like Chris Cross, rocking like Kid Bop, running up TikTok.
We the new Chris Cross, huh? Whipping up big sauce, huh? Heard you got big mad, huh? Might as well get loud, boy. Ever since Chirk gone wild, me and Tone had a drip and we still ain't rinsed off, boy. Kicking big flay like chips, huh? Tell them folk we good love and joy. I can have a couple mil in the bank right now, but I said I wouldn't jug anymore. Ahead of the game when he fuck right now. We ain't even keeping up with the school. Reminisce about things in the trap, watching Tone wrap it up like a grocery store. When it came a long way, now it's time to go ball for the win. It's the final four. What's up? What's up? Yes, sir. Yeah, ma'am. We are. I am. No bull. No round. No cap. They are. On my radar. Too lit. Check clothes. Outfit.
Like Rick Ross, jumping like Chris Cross, rocking like Kid Bop, running up TikTok, coming like Rick Ross, jumping like Chris Cross, rocking like Kid Bop, running up TikTok.
Yes. That is 1K Tino featuring 1K Few. And ladies and gentlemen, that is Chris Cross. Christian Hip Hop Now, Lucky Murray here. And I was going to talk about the Dove Awards, but this particular thing I need to talk about now. Because you know why? It's crazy, man. So, XXL put out a tweet. And here's what the tweet said. It said, let me pull it up real quick because I want you guys to I want every word to be in this thing, man. So XXL magazine said it's Jesus Walks, the greatest Christian hip hop track. Thinking about it. Guys. So I had DJ Malkiel V blatantly said, hell no. Guys, and for me, it's funny that Kanye West is drawing mainstream media, mainstream hip hop into Christian hip hop. And they're having debate. Their only reference to Christian hip hop is Jesus Walks. Now, mind you. I understand that they don't necessarily have a preference to go on. And they think that, look, man, Kanye West has done something that has never been done in human history. Kanye West is talking about Jesus and hip hop. And they're combining each other to make Christian hip hop. Oh, bro, Christian hip hop been out ever since hip hop has been invented. There's been people rocking the mic and rocking the stages for Christian rap. Would you put that in the top 10 of Christian hip hop? I do not know, right? Because, man, you got some great music from Lecrae. You got some great music from the Reach Records camp. You got some great music from Derrick Mine and RMG. You got some great music from Bizzle. And I'm only speaking from 2012 until now. But if you go back, you got Cross Movement. Excuse me. You have the Gospel Gangsters. You have T-Bone. And these are the people that I can go off top of the dome piece, man. But to say that, look, this is the greatest Christian hip hop song, period, hands down, is sort of a slap in the face to Christian rap. Because would I put that in the top 10? I don't necessarily. It's talking about Jesus. But does that even consider a Christian hip hop song? So the thing that I always am weary about when these mainstream cats try to come into the space. You have secular artists, you have mainstream, I don't want to say secular, because secular and mainstream, I like mainstream more. When the mainstream comes to Christian rap, that's why we need our own infrastructures. That's why we need our own people to support. Like, look, man, DJ Michael V said, man, not by the chance. Now, I'll probably put it in top 10 as far as cultural impact. Yes, it had a major impact in the culture with the record Jesus Christ, Jesus Walk, excuse me. I remember the record specifically. That was probably one of my favorite records from Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I had my dose of Christian music when I heard Jesus Walk. So I'm not sleeping on the record. But to be the greatest? The greatest? You talk about Kanye West? You talking about Kanye West married to Kim K? You talking about Kanye West with the Yeezys? I'm just joking with you guys, but seriously, on a serious note, let's figure out, would you put Kanye West, Jesus Walks, in the top 10 of Christian rap? So if you're watching me on YouTube, put it in the comment section below, but if you're listening to me, write down your own list. And then if you want to hit me up, go to stagehnow.com. Click on submit button. Talk to me. Be like, yo, Lucky, what you said was straight up foul, homie. Jesus Walk is the best song ever in life. It's all about Jesus. It had him walking. Jesus Walk. Jesus wept. Same thing. I don't want no Kanye West G fans come to me like, yo, son. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Jesus Walk is the best song ever in life, bro. But I don't know, man. Maybe top. I don't know, man. What would you put in the top 10? What song? And depending on who you listen to, would depend on the song that you prefer. Some people like, yo, you gotta put Andy in there. Some people like, you gotta put Lecrae in there. Some people, you gotta put The Truth in there. But I digress. I decline. I yay. But this is something, man, that has to happen. I don't know, but we're going to come on back, man. We're going to talk a little bit about the Dove Awards, man. We got to talk about the Dove Awards, man. They gave some love, man. They gave some love to my boy, to my boys. And we're going to talk a little bit about to see if that's something that is, I don't know. I don't know, but this got me upset, man. I'm like totally, like, I don't know, like, my mood has changed. Spencer Kane, I'm down. And I am down. This song, by the way, is kind of dope. It's with Caleb Mitchell. But we'll be back. Don't go nowhere. Christian hip hop now.
Back to the beginning, I got way too many people that don't wanna see me winning. Yeah, you say that with them boys, been around since the beginning. Got a feeling that's a stretch, I see you in 7 innings. I put it down, throw it to the sky, watch some blessings come. Elevate, watch me take my talents to a better place. On a chase, Scooby snacks on my plate. Solve the case, took the mask off, I'm a renegade.
I know I gotta do better, so watch me go and do better. Say do it like this and do it like that, but I know we do it better.
I know I gotta do better. Watch me go and do better. They say do it like this and do it like that, but I know we do it better. I'm down, I'm down. If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in. I'm down, I'm down. I can see it all in front of me.
I got things to do. Every day I gotta make it happen, making moves. Turned up on the trash and started snapping. What it do? It's your mental straight about to know. I've got the juice, boys. Bench warmers, brush away your toe. I don't play. I got people counting on me. I'm just trying to make a way. It ain't nothing about me. Phony came and killing out the gate. I was only 8 years old. I put the camera to the page. Told my story, told my problem, told my pain. This ain't new. They think I just had to bone the scene. I had years in before I ever hit 1,000 streams. They don't know. By the next set, I was cooking in the stew. Took a shower, hit the block cause I was late to get to school. Where was you? Tryna come around me like we cool. I ain't a fool. Had to make it work before I even had the tools. For you get a judge and walk them out of them shoes. Got a bum inside it, ain't no way that I can lose.
If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in, gotta see it through. I'm down, I'm down. I can see it all in front of me.
Up so you not behind, oh.
I don't complicate it, I just go right with it. Let me check my feelings, confidence is beaming. This is right at the beginning. I don't hear no lady singing. My God, it's the only reason you can leave the check on the table. I got a team of feet,
Lord knows I'm down.
manner. Baby girl, she grab my hand and tell me that I'm handsome. I tell her that she all that like her name was Amanda. I came from the Ville, but people think I'm from Atlanta. Told my exes chill, I just get ghosts like Danny Phantom. I just get the bad and get the bad like I was Santa. Look, when I'm in Ohio, white girl saying, oh my Lanta. Look, I just wrote my bio, it's just saying throwing tantrums. Look, praying for my enemies, cause Jesus set the standard. Look, yeah.
That was No Big Deal, MC Hammer. I love that record, by the way. So simple, but yet, it's so dope. Lucky Murray Christian Hip Hop. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the Dove Awards, man. And shout out to Aaron Cole and Lecrae, who, by the way, won. Aaron Cole won Best New Artist. I didn't think he was going to get it. So they say he's the first rapper, even though Aaron Cole kind of sing. You know what I'm saying? It's like Barack Obama, right? Being the first black president. Yes, he was technically the first black president, but he was half white. So technically, Aaron Cole is a rapper, but he sings. And most of his songs are, most of the CCM songs that really charted really high, you know what I'm saying? That would help him along the way. But he can rap. He can spit a little bit too. But let's go over for the awards, man. So, Artist of the Year, Lauren Dingle. Of course, people. Of course. What? Oh, okay. I thought that just said Bluegrass Country Roots album. I thought that just said Stephen Malcolm. Good Lord. Hold up. So let's go to. So let's talk about. Okay, Kurt Franklin won Contemporary Gospel Record with Love Therapy. Gospel Artist of the Year was Kurt Franklin. Kurt Franklin winning Dove Awards. Come on, Kurt. Come on, Kurt. So Artist of the, okay, so we got Artist of the Year. We got, hold on, come on now. Come on now. Why is it that I'm trying to find some more stuff? But while I'm trying to find all this stuff, let's talk about Aaron Cole's win. Is it a win for Christian hip hop? I said in a video of mine that I did last week. And I think that I want to kind of go in depth a little bit because I didn't have time to sit down and think as I'm talking to you, thinking out loud. Aaron Cole, like I said, Aaron Cole win, I think more so is a win for Toby Mac and Goatee Records versus it being a win for Christian Hip Hop. Let me explain. A lot of Aaron Cole's records, his big records, were CCM type records. And I matter of fact, people, I'm going to go in and try to just try to figure out his big record so that we are on one accord. And I don't want to take nothing from Aaron Cole as far as what he did as an artist, because I think he's a phenomenal artist. But three records that really did big last year, right? Right on Time, which is featured Toby Mac, One More Day, and Starts With Me. It was Toby Mac featuring Aaron Cole, right? So three out of two of his records were with Toby Mac. One More Day was almost like a CCM type record. None of his rap records performed on the billboards like this. Let me see that the AC songs. Let me go to ACC songs. One More Day. I'm just trying to make sure album Christian album sales. So his Not By Chance record peaked at, it was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks, and it was number 32 on the Billboard charts. The main ones. No, I'm spending 1 week on that at 32. So, even though he does rap, his bread and butter comes from singing. But I think it opens up a door for many artists that maybe one day, I don't want to say a real rapper, because he does rap, but that somebody that doesn't have to be like a hybrid between a singer and a rapper can win the award. And also Lecrae winning for Let the Trap Say Amen. I was on record saying that I don't think the Lecrae will win. I said it, people. Do not blame anybody else but me. I said it. But I here's what I feel, guys. I feel like, and I said this before, is CCM warming up to Christian hip hop? I don't think it is. I think it's more so an anomaly than anything. I think that having CHH, having different things like that, I feel like it could do something. Then again, it can't. So my question to you is this. Is Christian hip hop, does it need to go the CCM route in order for us to win? Hit me out here, people. Because I know some of y'all like, Lucky, what are you trying to say? Hit me out. I think it's a good win, but I don't think that it's necessary in order for us to win in Christian hip hop. I think that CCM's validation we don't need that validation. We can kind of do it on our own, man. To be honest and quite frank, there's some stuff that's coming up on the horizon. I think it's going to allow us to do, you know, bigger and better things in Christian hip hop. So my thing right now is simple. Do I want to be associated with CCM? And I'm not talking about me personally, but when I say I mean the Christian hip hop community. Cause like I said before, we got XXL talk about some Jesus Walk, the best Christian rap song ever. And you got CCM, which is a little bit better, but still, they're trying to bridge the gap between gospel and Christian. And I mean, Kirk Franklin winning and Catherine Hawthorne winning, I just don't know. But I'm excited to see what happens next year. I'm curious to see if a Christian rap record translate to the Stellas. Now, the Dove is doing something, but the Stellas, you need to step your game all the way up. Shout out to Flame for winning that award, but it's crazy. Script, prayed up. Don't go nowhere. Christian pop now. And show you where I came from.
Chasing, Fendi chasing, Prada chasing, feel like Jason, trying to get that crystal laking. I go in, they know no faking. I can't help but stack my bacon. I can't lose, I know they shaking. Trust in God, I'm staying patient. Afterlife, go up like spaceship. Been getting better with time, yeah. This ain't no overnight shine, yeah. You know I'm aging like wine, yeah. You could go look at me dumb, you really don't know the grind. Can't you see what God has done? Well, this is a sign. Range days, you can try the most with your feng shui, but the wear's off like it's been game. My life's a lesson you can take up, and you don't know where I came from, but I'ma show you what I made.
I came up, you see me staying prayed up, I'm praying up, I'm begging you to say some, and show you where I came from, I came. you see me staying prayed up, I'm prayed up. I'm begging you to say some, say some, and show you where I came from. I came from.
Fam is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, man. And like I said before, I want to kind of break this down to you real quick before, but there are going to be some changes to Christian Hip Hop Now. And yes, the podcast is still going to be going bi-weekly, but here's what I want to do. I want to have a nightly, Monday through Friday, a nightly CHH show, right? Nightly, from about 8 to 9, 8 to 10. And I need your help. So, I'm revamping it now. But I need you to join Christian Hip Hop Now, the community. And I need you to support. And I'm reworking the benefits and everything else like that, because I'm a content creator first. I'm an artist, but I'm mostly a content creator. And I want to kind of do a sports show. I kind of want to do a Christian Hip Hop Now show. Heck, I want to get back in doing the Morning Vibes or have my own morning show. But I just want to be able to do different things. So if you're interested in supporting your boy, if you've been listening for a while, he's like, Lucky, I want to see you have your own morning show. Not morning, night show. Because mornings is kind of difficult for me. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I'm going to have a newborn baby soon, so I don't want y'all to be hearing as I'm trying to talk. The nights the kids go to bed, and that's when I work the best. So hit up your boy, let your boy know if that's something that you're interested in. If you are, hey man, like I said, all I need is 6 Patreons at $10 a month, or if I can get 3 for $20 a month, hey, we can make this work, and I can get it started. But when we come back, man, we're going to talk about decline in Christianity. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what I think about that as far as millennials, man. Me being a millennials and this Generation Z conversation. I said Zen, but it's Generation Z. And I feel like Christianity as a whole, is it declining? Depends on who you ask. So I'm interested in talking about that. And after that, we got our lucky charm of the week, man. Hey, man, this podcast rolling. So am I going to do every Monday? I think because kind of, sort of, it felt that way. And I want to do on Fridays, but I think Monday's a little bit better. So look out for the podcast every other Monday. All right. Don't go. Hey, I need you to go to join Christian Hip Hop, please. I don't beg like that, but I'm begging you now because I'm trying to get rid of my morning job. All right, I need to get rid of my morning job, man. I love what I do in the afternoons, but in the morning is kind of cuckoo, cuckoo for Cuckoo Puss. Reconcile by any means. Christian Hip Hop now.
Deadly follow, watch me on my sin. Blot out my iniquity. I just want more. These boys ain't done more than that. Make it hotter, hotter. Dragon pump your body full of lead light, Dodge kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Dragon calls a leader by third around, 12 in the ark, they'll go down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottle, in it, me, necessary, make it, bottle, in it, me, necessary,
Red light, red light, red light, ain't bread right here. Hot still my head with my head light, Burning anybody with the bread right here. Ducking all the ops in the fair, Cousin in the chain, Call a different player, I ain't seen him on shit, on these data. Banking on car, had to trust with my life, Devil light here, hit my knees and repent. Pressing the lid, all that pressing the lid, All the debris stacking problems on problems. Them laws right behind me, they pulling the phone in my record. It ain't clean, but that light bar behind me. Devil on my neck, God on my tail, Fear for my sin, I don't fail, You keep the street, give me God, I'ma get ya. Make it hotter, bottom, in it, me, necessary. Make it younger, hotter, in it, me, Dragon pump your body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Dragon calls a leader by third round, 12 in the ark, they'll cut you down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottle, in it, me, necessary. Make it, bottle, in it, me, necessary.
On the right path, I'm pursuing that, You keep the streets, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, I ain't going back. Rather be broke with my life, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right,
Yes. So, I want to talk a little bit about this study that I came across. It said, in the U.S., decline of Christian continues to rapid pace. So, let me say that again because I probably said it too fast. This is for the people in the back. In the U.S., decline of Christianity continues at rapid pace. And it says an update on American changing religious landscape. It said the religious landscape of the United States continues to change at a rapid clip. In Pew Research Center telephone surveys conducted in 2018 and 2019, 65% of American adults describe themselves as Christian. When asked about their religion, down 12 percentage points over the past decade. Meanwhile, the religious unaffiliated share of the population consisted of people who describe their religious identity as atheists, agnostics, or nothing in particular, now stands at 26%. From 17% in 2019. He says both Protestantism and Catholicism are experiencing losses of population share. Currently, 43% of U.S. adults identify with Protestantism, down from 51% in 2009, and one in five adults, 20%, are Catholic, down from 20% in 2009 as well. Meanwhile, all substance of the religion unaffiliated population, a group also known as a religious nuns, have seen their numbers swell. So that's the people who identify as like atheists or whatever. But they said people still are still going to church about the same, about once a month. And do I find that shocking? Well, it depends on who you're asking. Because if you really break down the true numbers of Christians, is 65% of Americans say that they are Christians. 65% of them. Our country would be in a much better place, right? Is that truly 65%? Or are you shaving at the bottom real quick? Like, I don't necessarily believe that that 65% is real. And I don't want to, I don't know, I think it's way less than that. I think that the population of Christianity has always been less than that. But if I say, yo, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a Christian too. What does that particularly mean, right? Does that mean that me and you both believe in the same thing, the same God, the same doctrine? Do you believe that, hey, you can go slap somebody in their face or you can do whatever you want to do because of the grace and you can still get to heaven? I don't know, man, because I'm curious and I'm looking this up right now. I want to see the true number of Christians in America. Because I want to kind of have a different form than to have. Here's what I'm saying. All right. So, learn your religious. They said the number of, okay, here's what it says. In the last 100 years, the number of Christians in the world has quadrupled from about 60 million in 1910 to more than 2 billion present. Today, Christianity is the world's largest religious group. According to the Pew Forum in Religious and Public Life in 2010, there were 2.2 billion Christians of all ages living on this earth. Let me see. Do they have, bro, 2.2 million. But they put in Christians, like Roman Catholics, they add that in there. They have Protestants, that's added in there. Orthodox is in there as well. And they said in today's U.S., about 78% of adults, 247 million, identify themselves as Christian. Man, that cannot be. Like, how is that 247 million Christians in the United States? But yet we still have all this crime going on. We still have this war going on. We still have racism going on. Like, what Bible are you reading? What God are you serving? In order to see all these different things and turn a blind eye, like, well, that doesn't concern me. Like, bro, what are you kidding? I don't know. But I'm curious to hear what you got to say, man. I'm curious. So, comment below. Let your boy know what you think, right? Because we all need to know this, man. Hey, but I am a little excited about this, to be honest with you, right? And I'm going to get you with my lucky charm of the week. Imagine if 2,247 million Christians that live in the United States of America alone. That's enough to stop world hunger. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. 247 million. If each of one of us gave a dollar, we could cure world hunger. Simple as that. The numbers don't match up. The numbers don't add up. And if we had 247 million in America, my podcast would be slamming. It would be lit. Hey, it's still lit. No matter the numbers. Hey, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. When we get back, man, when we get back, we're going to give you the lucky charm of the week. We also, that's it. The lucky charm of the week is almost over. So, yeah, look for the podcast every other Monday, man, twice a month. Your boy is going to get into it. And I like this. I like how this feels. I love Christian hip hop. Give it to me. Hey, don't mind me, man. I just like to have fun. I got to go to work in a few minutes, so I got to wrap it up. It's just time to wrap it up. But man, the lucky charm of the week is gonna be dope. You know why? Because I got it. So we got Beacon Light, Basic Man, and Beacon Light was at the A3C event, man. I'm gonna have to have this brother on either my YouTube channel, podcast, something, man, because this brother was dope, man. This brother's like a beacon of light. And he looked like one of my homeboys back in the day. I was like, oh, that look like bruh. But nah, that's Beacon Light. Beacon Light's tall. He's like 6'4", 6'5". He shouldn't be a rapper. He should be in the NBA somewhere. Beacon Light, Basic, Christian Hip Hop Now.
They flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating. I ride that tight right by, I'm waving. My flow so soul, I call it Cajun. It's blazing. Oh, they flow so basic. Got me bored, but I've been skating. I ride that tight right by, I'm waving. My flow so solid, call it Cajun. Yeah, yeah, it's blazing. Look, all they flow so basic. You got a basic flow. I ain't talking cadence, your aim is low. Your mind is all trapped and it's wrapped in that matter. About crap that don't matter, your patterns are slow. Whoa. Your pen is potential to speak in a life. You bending your sentences broken inside. Your vocab is trash, you ain't using it right. Lyrics looking up like, what did you write? You should tear it up, we made for better. This is more than just rhyming a couple letters. Yeah, you act like you fine, but you in the trenches. You need to define it to make you better. I'll make you better, yeah, you need it, you know it. You getting taller, but you know you're not growing. Your pen is broken in the way that you flow. You bend it, basic disease. All your friends are getting bored, I think they falling asleep. They in that deathly slumber, pencil led by empty mumblers. Bet that you can't bend these numbers, you need God to wake them up. Your flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating.
Get the bag, my girl is really bad. My flow is colder than chorus. You gon' get drunk if you listen my raps. Yeah, it's all about me. I'm hanging plaques like they curtains. Don't I sound like a few rappers, including the Christians? I just wrote your verses. Woo! Basic is basic can be. Already noticed that used to be me. I'm talking that shit when I was asleep. I traded y'all for the trap with the cheese. Yeah, I turned on TV. Icy keys and queens telling me to eat more cake. So I secured the bag and bought some Gucci. Now blackface on my blackface. Wasting my time. You so convinced you the center of universe. You so convinced that this money is really worth. I'm probably wasting this rhyme. Yeah. But do your thing. Don't blame me. When you finally find the American dream, only
they
a dream.
Flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating. I ride that tight right by, I'm waving. My flow so soul, I call it Cajun. Yeah, it's blazing. Oh, they flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating.
Yeah. Yeah. I was finna write a song, but I've been hella stressed. But I looked in your eyes and noticed I'm hella blessed. Staring at you on this airplane, I ain't worried about nothing. Cause you got me feeling like the Wayne White in 03. Yeah, you and me, we got the heat. So bump all that anxiety. But you hit to the side of me. I feel like I'm gliding. And honestly, look, I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me. But I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound even long. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Tell me how you feel, tell me what it is, tell me what it ain't. Trigger happy, you looking by, I might just detonate. Yeah. Tell them dudes I can fall back. Kidding the kill, I need all that. Let them call, but don't call back. Let them call, but don't,
I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me. But I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound even longer.
my car.
When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
You get goosebumps whenever you call.
When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Got a loose screw. When Dilly drop that new, there go your crew and you too. I look just like my father's image, but honestly the mirror is my opposition. Yeah, had a talk with Yahweh, now I got a mission. Told me to make brothers out the competition. Yeah, shoot behind my bars, you gotta call them collect. Indie tribe, I might just get the tat on my neck. Monster at the least and I'm a savage at best. Wait, moly man or holy, you could have all the rest.
We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag. We gon' ride till we die. Pick a side, feel it right. I've been in my bag.
Yes, Bag featuring John Keith, No Big Deal. I'm about to say No Big Day. No Big Deal, man. And this is your lucky charm of the week, man. So as I'm sitting here reflecting, thinking about things, man, thinking about life, thinking about just how I want to be perceived in the world. And just calling, man. I went through a phase, bro. Like, honestly, I was just discouraged. And the reason why I was discouraged is it's simple fact that it was like, man, why am I doing this for? Why does this matter? Why do I feel like, and it's been a theme. It's been a theme. If you've been listening for the past, you know, a few podcasts, yeah. But I'm getting out of it, right? Because I look at Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Do not be afraid, for I'm with you. Do not be discouraged, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." And I said it before. In Psalms 34:4, it says, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears." A lot of times, man, my pastor was saying this right quick. Catastrophe. I don't want to say a catastrophe. But a catastrophe, I think that's the word, just a really big problem. When you need God the most, that's when we struggle with our faith. When there's something bigger than us that we cannot control, we then worry and we need God. But we try to live this life and not have God nowhere near it. If we're in control, we don't need God. Like, God, you stay over there until I die. That's when I need you. But the thing is, God may put something in your heart that's so big that it scares you. You're not doing big until it scares you, right? So here's what I want you to understand to do, right? Start thinking about things that you can do so big that it can scare you. Christian hip hop now scares me because, like, little old Lucky Murray, why am I doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. But it's not for me. It's for somebody else in the future. And God is using me along the way. Next time, playlist going to be switched up. Everything's going to be good. Zay Hill, Cannon, Make a Way, Christian hip hop now. Motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us bring the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop, and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.